course not. I mean, no one until maybe a decade ago in the mainstream, and maybe even, you know, 2 decades before that within, like, the fringe gender theorists, were thinking that sex and gender identity were these two radically different concepts, where you would now say that sex is merely, quote, assigned at birth, and that your gender identity is an inner sense of gender that therefore determines what your sex is. These are radical progressive theories that really even only entered the mainstream of the Democratic Party in the very last year of the Obama administration. And it wasn't until 2016 that President Obama issued a transgender mandate on both healthcare and schools. And now in 2021, on the first day in office, Biden has given us that all across our civil rights laws. The people who passed the Civil Rights Act of 64, the people who passed Title IX in 1972, they said you have to treat men and women equally. You have to treat boys and girls equally. Not people who identify as boys need to be treated as if they actually are boys, or people who identify as girls, right? High school boys who identify as girls. The civil rights laws were not passed to allow those boys who identify as girls into the girls' locker room and to play on the girls' sports team. This is turning the civil rights laws upside down.